a very thorough history of the patient should be taken with many historical points emphasized. It's very important to establish what the VPCs are associated with. Are they associated with the ingestion of caffeine? Are they associated with stress? Are they associated with the use of any type of stimulant? Typically, the patient who has caffeine-induced VPCs knows it and will identify this, and this, of course, makes the workup much easier. It's very important to look for any history that would suggest associated ischemic heart disease. This would include a history of chest pressure pain with exercise, interscapular pain, left arm pain, anything that might suggest that the VPCs are indeed an early manifestation of coronary disease. Finally, it's important to make sure that the VPC one sees on EKG is not keeping company with a more serious symptom that might suggest a malignant form of VPCs. And by this, I mean the history of presyncope or syncope under any circumstances. If this history is obtained, the physician is going to need to undertake a much more aggressive workup than if the VPCs are not associated with central nervous system symptoms.